V-minus 57. Ford Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. Having spent the hours before breakfast testing the limits of Dan's extraordinary new ability, Emma and Tara both turned towards the evidently unlocked front door when they heard it opening. "Just me," Clark called. Rooster immediately hurried toward him, as fast as his old legs would go. Although normally relatively aloof with the elder McCarthy brother, the dog now seemed to want Clark's affectionate attention more than anything else in the world. "What's gotten into you?" Clark asked, crouching down to pat Rooster and smiling until it suddenly clicked in his mind. He stood up and called towards the kitchen, where he assumed everyone was. "Does someone want to tell me what the hell's gotten into the dog?" Dan emerged from the bathroom a few seconds later. "Hey," he said to the decidedly impatient-looking Clark. You might want to sit down for this." "Why couldn't they just tell you who put the damn triangles there?" Clark moaned as Dan reached the end of the very short recap of his overnight contact experience.
"You do know what telepathy is, right?" Tara asked in return. "Dan can read minds."
"Hear thoughts," Dan corrected. After much consideration, this now felt like a very meaningful distinction. "But Clark, it's just like I told you. They said there's a problem with their elders right now. It seemed like whatever has happened has just happened, so it's maybe messed with pre-existing plans, or it's maybe just making them hesitant to say anything about anything right now. All I know for sure is they wanted to know they could reach me again if they ever have to. I don't know anything new about the triangles, and I don't know if they even meant to give me this power, but I have it, and the three of us have an idea about using it to find out who's telling the truth and who's not. Because if I can sit down with Godfrey, with one of the Geosovs, with Cole, or even Ding, I'll know what they're thinking." "Do you think it'll work in Chinese?" Clark asked, immediately stumping the others with a question they hadn't even considered. They all looked at each other for a few seconds and could ultimately only shrug in response.
"We tested a few things," Emma said. "So far we know he has to see the person directly to initiate it, but if they wander behind a wall or something, that doesn't necessarily cut it off." "We also know he can hear two of us at once," Tara added. She turned to Dan. "Want to try three?"
Dan looked at Clark. "Are you ready? I can only hear clear thoughts you're actively thinking about or things that are in your mind as something you're trying to hide. It's almost like a lie detector, I guess, but not really. So try not to think of anything you don't want me to know, okay? I hear it in your voice, like you hear your own thoughts. So basically anything you know you're thinking about, I'll know too. Not memories or anything, unless they're actually on your conscious mind at the time." Clark, striking Dan as surprisingly blasé about this, gave a casual thumbs up. "Okay," Dan said, doing his thing. "Tara, you're thinking, of course it's going to work. Emma, you're thinking about using Teemo to test whether I can understand foreign languages. And Clark, you're wondering if I want to tell Dad about this." Clark leaned back and chuckled.
"You know, a tiny piece of me thought you guys were messing with me.
This is big.
It can't have been an accident, man, and you did say they said something about noticing that you'd put yourself back out there by going on 2020 last night. Maybe this is like a reward, or maybe it's more like a weapon to help you slice through all the bullshit and calm things down. Because God knows the world needs that."
"Maybe," Dan said, but he was now preoccupied by Emma's thought.
"That's a good idea about Teemo, though," he told her. "Could you maybe call him and ask him to get here as soon as he can?"
"On it,"
she said, dialing right away. Barely 30 seconds later, she quickly relayed Timo's comments that he'd been waiting for their call all morning, but didn't want to wake them, and that he would arrive from the city in no time. The intervening minutes passed primarily with Clark addressing his own relative lack of amazement, which he explained by saying that this wasn't really any more remarkable to him than some of what had gone before. "Those aliens made a force field in Walker's bedroom door that smashed my nose into a dozen pieces. They froze me to the spot at the drive-in, and they talked to Dan through what looked like a damn USB cable connected to his neck," he said. "Oh yeah, and they also changed the path of a comet. So yeah, this is flat out amazing. But it would feel a lot more amazing if it was the first time these aliens have blown me away."
Clark was looking forward to watching Timo's face, as he found out, since the Italian tended to be a lot more reactive than himself or indeed the others. But when Timo arrived, he jumped straight into some news of his own.
"I have two fresh pieces of information," the affable billionaire began, "one more surprising than the other. First, my team's preliminary investigation into Poppy Bradshaw and her Geosav associates has led me to some holding companies and shell companies registered in the Cayman Islands, and the people I have on this are telling me that it all looks intentionally obfuscatory, certainly beyond what you usually see in tax avoidance schemes.
Rather than merely hide money, it seems that tireless steps have been taken to mask the origin and ultimate destination of every penny that passes through."
Timo seemed to be talking primarily to Emma, and she was first to reply.
"Do I even want to know how your people are able to dig so deeply into that kind of stuff?"
"Well, I know I don't," he replied without humor. "But moving on to the more surprising piece of news, and Dan, this one will interest you a great deal more than the first. I'll understand if you're skeptical, because I was, but I trust where this has come from."
"Spit it out," Clark urged, never the most patient in the group.
"My contacts in China think the triangles are real," Timo said straight to the point. "And trust me, Dan, these aren't people who would lie to me, and they're not in the habit of getting things wrong."